Yeah, time to welcome the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo with us, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you going?
Good. I usually do the weather now, but I wanted to do the weather after I got you on because, gee, some of the old summer in the parks have been a bit stiff with the rain. But I'm looking tomorrow and I think it is just going to be mainly cloudy. So it might be cool, but hopefully it'll be dry. Tell us about this week's.
Cool but dry. Exactly, Robbo. Summer in the Parks program back tomorrow night, Friday 26th of March. Out at the Gardens of the Future at White Hills, we have Erica Hawkey Band coming to play, backed up by the local classic rock band, The Grinners.
Right.
Erica's done a lot of work across Greater Bendigo over many years and is a well-known artist, so she'll get things happening out there, a fair mix of different types of music. And if anyone's been out to Gardens of the Future recently, I happened to be out there earlier this week. It's about 4 years old now, but it's an amazing space and a fantastic theatre-type stage that is great for performances like this and a great location to just sit around and have a quiet Friday evening listening to some great music. So I encourage people to tap along to that between 6 and 8 p.m., Robbo.
Okay.
They've always been good, those summer in the parks. And look, turning to something else, yeah, the Bendigo Back Creek scavenger hunt, what are they looking for?
Oh, this is a ripper, isn't it? Remember the scavenger hunts that you used to do as a kid?
Yep.
You were a bit bored, mum or dad would say, well, here's a list, go and find it. and send you off for a while.
I just got a bit worried with those when they'd say, just go off and see if you can find us a 1972 Tirana with Good Mag Wheels on.
They used to wrap his lunch. They used to wrap his lunch in a map so he could find it.
With no return.
Exactly.
Along Back Creek. So Back Creek's from Spring Galley through to Lake Waruna. So that Haviland Street, east and west along that line. This is a great idea where there's 10 scavenger hunt tiles to be found along that area. It's a great family-friendly event happening from the 27th of March, so this Saturday through to Anzac Day, Sunday 25th of April. Great opportunity to wander along that stretch of creek, visit a couple of the local cafes, Percy and Percy, Quarry Hill Cafe and Larder, Spring Galley General Store. You can get maps from each of those venues or the Bendigo Visitor Centre or the Bendigo Tourism website. You'll need a map. Once you've found all of the tiles and the special one, then you'll be able to go in for a draw to win a prize. So this is a great idea and great to get families out, friends out, have a little bit of fun out in our great outdoors in autumn in Bendigo.
Yeah, indeed. Now, let's get an update on Easter, not far away now, the Explore Bendigo at Easter.
Yeah, over 20 fun-packed events, many of which are normal Easter events, Robbo, the Rotary Art Show, the Easter Book Fair, all of those things are still going to be on. Lots of performances, some Chinese performances, handmade artisans' experiences, movies in the park, lots and lots of opportunities for people to get involved over the April 2nd to 5 period. With these events, there'll also be the carnival of rides and so on will be here. So that's one that's always looked out for by many young families. Must book a time when you're going to visit these events. Because of COVID, we've got to have some rules and guidelines around these things. So visit tourism@bendigo.vic.gov.au and book the ones that your family want to go and visit. Book a time, make sure you can get there in plenty of time. It'll be lots of fun and activity over Easter in Bendigo, so look forward to that significant time, which is always a great time in Bendigo.
Yeah, and finally, Craig, let's have a look at, or tell us more about the public art activations.
To celebrate the Mary Quant exhibition, yeah.
Yeah, so this is Mary Quant exhibition, Fashion Revolutionary, opened last Saturday at the Bendigo Art Gallery. Already some pretty good numbers rolling through there. And so generally when we have a major exhibition at the Art Gallery, we try and theme it and make sure that we do our bit in the public space, but then businesses jump on board as well. If you're in the near Roslyn Park there at the Piazza, that's all been themed with some pretty significant art, some very colourful art. There's some macrame at the Mitchell Street end of the Hargroves Mall. There are many other locations around the centre of Bendigo and even in Heathcote. where local artists have got together and said, let's theme this and make sure that people that wander into town will say, well, what's this all about? And start to think about, get the story about what's on. And whilst also going to the gallery, enjoy lots of our opportunities around hospitality and having a great time in Bendigo while they're here.
Yeah,
no. And for our locals to enjoy that as well.
Yeah, it's a great exhibition. We went and had a look last week, so terrific stuff. Hey, Craig, always good to chat. Good luck to the Blue Baggers tonight, mate. Not that I'm a great fan of them, but I'm more of a fan of them than Collingwood. So
there might be a few in that boat, Robbo. We went all right last week, Robbo.
Yeah,
we went all right.
Yeah, not too bad at all.
Not quite there. So, but tonight, yeah, big opportunity tonight, and it's always good to beat Collingwood.
It is indeed. Have a great week, mate. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
That's Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo on the Wake Up Call.